Ah, there we go. You ready? Today was supposed to start season two, morning tea and allegations. Well, there was an emergency political game meeting. So, of course, you know, I had to pull up. And I just want to play a clip of what I said to the board. Roll it.
Our next speaker is Bianca Goolsbee, followed by Damaris Allen, and then Stephanie Baxter Jenkins. Good morning. You have 2 minutes.
Good morning. So the corruption of this district is on full display right now. And maybe because we've been negligent on doing what's best for children, maybe because some of you guys are not reading the consent agenda. We need to talk about the financial health of this district and why this district would be bankrupt if we move strictly to e-learning. We need to talk about the political pressure that's coming from the top, but let's be very clear, an elected superintendent is not the same as an appointed one. School starts on Monday, and we have over 360 COVID-19 cases since March. On Wednesday, the entire administrative staff and staff members at Spoto had to quarantine. At Burns, several staff members are in quarantine, and don't get me started on Jefferson. What angers me the most is that you're not even being truthful. You're not even being accountable for what's happening. Where is my receipts I requested on August 13th? I want to know how much of these defective wipes you purchased. Let's discuss this defective PPE. The SDS of the foaming hand sanitizer has reproductive risks, and it turns the floor black due to the chemical reaction of the wax. We need people that's accountable, transparent, and operates in integrity. This school year is going to cause so much destruction to the institution, and instead of creating solutions to save it, your identity politics doesn't have your full focus on the children. We can't afford more damage. We need a financial audit, and for you all to be honest to your stakeholders, this is a multi-billion dollar organization that has been ran to the ground due to negligence and institutionalized neglect. Our community deserves better. For the folks watching this circus at home, make sure you are intentional with who you place over your children's future. Do the right thing and stop this political game. After this, we're making some calls for resignations. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So at this point, I am tired of putting on this hot behind coat and this wig on my head. I think I've established enough credibility and attention for you guys to pay attention to what I'm telling you. People lie, receipts don't, folks, and you need to go out there and get your receipts. And I think that by now, y'all should know that I don't need to play games for y'all to trust me now. I had to do what I had to do to get your attention. But now that I have your attention, I really need y'all to be intentional and go read these receipts and start asking questions. I just want to let y'all know that this has been an amazing journey, and I just thank you guys for your support, your love, your encouragement. It is tough. It's hard. Conversations are hard to have. Holding people's feet to the fire is uncomfortable. And when you step on people's toes, you know, you will be responded to. And I completely accept that. But at the end of the day, there's three principles that I live by. And that's accountability, transparency, and integrity. So buckle up your seatbelts. I'll see y'all next Friday at 9 a.m. live. We'll be on Facebook and YouTube on Teaching for the Culture. So I hope that y'all stay tuned for what Morning Tea and Allegations is all about, because I'm blowing the whistle on Hillsborough, Pinellas, and Manatee County.